because after dinner, everyone ought to have a cigar. So I tried it. Well, the rest is history. I'm still smoking stogies. I love it. And he introduced me to something really good, because I'm a stud. I'm ballsy. I don't take no shit from anyone. I smoke my stogie anywhere I want. I don't have to find a hideout place like you.
So this is going to be a new thing that we're going to do every once in a while called Fireside Smokes, which we unfortunately smoked before we started this. So right now it's just me, Recon,
and Rhodey,
and we sometimes will come on Saturdays to just hang out between Twin Rivers here, and we will talk about random things. And we thought, hey,
yeah, for $8 for a small house, I was a rum and coke.
Yeah, and that's
and a rum and thing anyway, it's all soda.
But what we smoked today, I had smoked a Don Thomas Classico, which I had never had a Don Thomas before, and it was actually really good. Rhodey's still smoking.
A Fuentes?
It's a longer variant. I'm not sure what it. I think it's a medium. Medium body.
I had the wrapper smoke on here somewhere, but well.
Anyway, we had that whole mishap yesterday with missing that really good hour of content. It's very unfortunate. So I figured we'd launch this hour variation of Fireside Smokes.
It's mainly going to be like opinions, a philosophy at times, or basically generalization of just talking shit in the breeze, maybe.
Yeah, we'll just do that, and it'll be with different people, different stuff.
Eventually.
Yeah, we'll...
We tried to get Salazar on earlier, but I don't think he's picking up, because I think he's doing a family thing right now.
Family thing, yeah. Yep, he's with his family, so he's going to enjoy that.
He'll be snoozing, you don't know.
No clue.
Yeah, speaking of that, we'll be at Salazar's home next week.
Yes.
So, from what we've been told so far. So
we are being in the basement of Salazar's home. That'll be
a private bar and everything.
Private bar. He said he's going to mix us up some drinks. And I'm not a big drinker, but I know Rhodey here is a big fan of the Fireball there. So
not just Fireball, like actual like different
you like
wines,
mixed drinks?
Homemade. Mixed drinks? Depends what kind. Because last time I mixed drink, I didn't remember much of it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
This was years ago, but... I don't remember much.
So,
typical white guy thing.
Things to talk about today. Well, I just started listening to the audiobook for David Duke's My Awakening, and I'm very early in, about chapter 8 right now. And I mean, I love his writing style. He talks about his childhood, what brought him to his views over time, how he started off as a young kid who was like kind of an egalitarian, and when he did a school project and he had to research the opposite of whatever he believed, he went into pro-segregation arguments, and he was totally taken aback by how much everybody was censoring these opinions. And he started to change his mind on things as he did research. And he goes into the book listing tons of DNA, things about DNA, genetics, environment, correlations, things like that. Crazy in-depth statistics and data. And it's a real good book. You guys should go check it out. DavidDuke.com. He has the book out there available for free.
Yeah, I'm going to be listening to it when I get home, probably later on for a little bit. I mean,
I think you'll really like it.
When I heard about David Duke initially, like, I think many people thought he was Nationalist 1.0. I thought he was, you know, the Grand Wizard of the KKK or some shit like that.
Yeah. Like, he was.
I had mixed feelings on it. I still do, until I'm actually going to listen to him.
Yes.
So I'm of the crowd that, okay, we'll give this guy a chance. I'll listen to what he has to say.
Yeah, he's I was exactly in the same position until I started listening to him more recently, and I always had respect for him more than like 1.0s, but I
he endorsed Heimbruch.
Heimbach. Yeah. I mean, yeah, he was friendly with them. He's friendly with everybody, David Duke. So that's pretty much as much as changed between now and yesterday. there hasn't been too much, I think, in the area of news. There hasn't been any much news engagements. Have you seen?
A couple personal things I'm actually looking into right now, like owning a home, but that's, again, personal. Well, like, it could be a side story right now. Like, well, for people who are looking at owning homes instead of, you know, ignoring the apartment situation around here, I'm of the opinion that if you can put down for a home and actually keep at it, it doesn't matter where you are. Well, if it's a good area, plenty of land, sure, but I'd say avoid apartments entirely now. Like, to me, it's not even worth going into one now. Like, if you save up enough, just keep going and find a place of your own and put down for it, I guess. Mm. You know, it's still a really weird process to figure out how to go about it. I mean, there's no clear-cut answer for it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's actually probably something I should look a little bit more into, but I have not. I'm so focused on trying to save money right now, and I've been trying to cut expenses. I actually canceled my Xbox Live membership recently, which is huge, because I've never, ever, ever canceled, like, since I started playing when I was 12, I've never canceled an Xbox Live membership.
I play on Master Race, personal computers.
I have one of those, too, but I probably will get my Live membership back in the future when I can, you know, get my money straight.
Yeah, I gotta cancel the Gap thing too, because it's doing the whole monthly thing now, and I'm like, ah, oh, fuck this. There's no way paying $6 a month for this shit. I don't even use Gap that much anymore.
I canceled Gap too. I just did that today. I canceled the prep. Yeah, I couldn't. I just don't use it. I don't use it enough. You should get on Gap if you are tired of being censored on the mainstream platforms. It is kind of an echo chamber, but that's okay, because
every platform's an echo chamber
for different views. So we need to have our own safe area where we can have our echo chamber too. So there's another one. Gab is a good one. Minds.com is a good one. Wrongthink.net is a good one. there's a few good ones. So you guys should check those out if you haven't already. But I don't know.
Oh, going from last night, we were talking about some deep, meaningful conversations. I mean, honestly, maybe do some, like, deeper talk about how we see society right now, how people are reacting, how we're seeing all this.
So Salazar had some really solid input into his personal life, and it's unfortunate that I'm really upset about that.
It
was such a good
hour. To you people,
hour.
You may think we're ragging on now, but we were kicking ourselves in the ass and realized, oh shit, we just lost a whole hour of, like, this was top tier stuff. Like, you would be like,
it was good, man.
Your jaws would be dropped, put it that way.
It was top tier. It was very good, and I'm a pretty big critic of myself.
Yeah,
but
live and
it
learn,
was good.
Right, it's all
it
right.
was good.
We live and learn.
Exactly. We're learning. We're new. This anchor's new. We're new. This mic's new. So we're trying to get a feel for everything, and
you got a feel for it. Just trying to keep us consistent, though, is the problem.
Yes.
We call over the board easily from historical to modern day to go back.
We're working on getting a little bit more organized over here. You know what I mean? So we did talk, we kind of touched on in that hour, was kind of what it is to be a millennial in today's world, and kind of like how our previous generations before us, our parents, and some of our parents
the
are
whole
boomers.
Entitlement argument, essentially. When people say to us, it's entitlement, that you guys are entitled, you guys have it easy.
Yes.
Okay.
They have it easy.
I ask this to people, or rather, I hear from all the time from my side of the family or family members who say, oh, you guys have it easy. Oh, you know, your parents love you, and, you know, it's like, really? What am I entitled to here? What exactly are we entitled to now? We look around us. Cost of living has gone up. The housing market is beyond fucking inflated now. I mean, around here in Rhode Island, specifically where we're based at, it's like, what, medium income, medium average for the house is, what, $200,000 now? $180,000? Like, it's up there?
Oh, it's up there.
It's ridiculous. Massachusetts is just as bad. Connecticut. You have to go further north, like to Vermont, New Hampshire, or a fellow alt-writer, Cantwell, is at. He's free,
yeah, he's
by
out,
the way.
Yeah, but
so
we said that.
Hey,
said
buddy.
Said that, yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, congratulations to him for getting out. Yep,
I would love
awesome.
To meet the guy and give him a handshake and have a beer with him at least. Maybe one day we'll do that. I don't think so. I think he's going to be at home, like, thanking God he's at a...
No, I don't think he's going to be drinking any beer. He's an alcoholic, so he's been holding off on that. No beer for him. Yeah, that'd be cool. I think he quit those. He's on vape. Doing vape. Vaping's... Yeah. I don't care what anybody says. Fucking vaping things. Fucking. I spent like $500 into that when it first came out, and it was like lame, dude.
Oy vey.
So lame.
You're
bad. Yeah, like, oh god, I spent so much money. Oh god. Oh jeez. Oh hello.
It's all coming down to that nowadays. If you're a millennial, like, you have to really watch what you do and realize that all these temptations of, you know, vaping, all these other bullshit things.
Spend all this money on stupid things that don't matter.
It's all about coming down to money, unfortunately, which is kind of a sad reality because you can't earn that much unless you go to a college and get, what, $80,000 in debt now? It was like every year, especially those Ivy League schools, put that in quotes. It was like $50,000 a year, roughly.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, what we were saying, too, is that they call us entitled. They don't realize what they got inherited to them, because it just a matter of fact was something that was inherited prior to us and our generation, okay? They had stable families to look up to. They had, you know, marriages that stayed together. They had people who saved and were money conscious, and they weren't so soaked and obsessed with just wealth and extravagance in the sense of, like, everything's material. Consume, consume, consume. And so when they have the nerve to turn around and point the finger at us and say that we're entitled, yes, yes, we are friggin' entitled to have a friggin' stable family and have
future.
A family that planned for our future. Like every of the thousands upon thousands of generations that came before us that did the same thing to get us here.
But
and then they decided to inherit the most. And then, but it's, you know, it's not even just the boomers, it's a Gen X too. They're just like that. They're the same. They do the same exact things. They want to point the finger about how entitled we are and how we're a massive blah, 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 and not take any responsibility for the fact that they're the ones who raised the culture that what it is today. And if it wasn't for their hand being so self-obsessed and selfish and spend their money just lavishly and extravagantly with all that, all the resources that they were given, we wouldn't be in the predicaments that we are today. The millennials and even Gen Z suffer from this extreme consumeristic nihilism that the boomers and the Gen Xers have essentially created by giving in to the Jews. That's the reality of the situation. It's unfortunate that we have to do everything
from
scratch.
Not even that. Like, how many people nowadays can actually build a house? We touched about this the last night. Who can build a house? Who can actually, you know, put down,
my father
prepare
didn't,
things, prepare
nope,
cars?
Everybody, everything is based on services.
Service.
Nobody, that means, you know, do this, do that, you know, pay somebody to do this. Pay $5 a month to have a soup come in the mail for you every week. Or, you know, pay this to have, like, fresh prepared meals for you that get mailed in every week. Everything is like, nobody teaches you anything. Your parents don't. You know, my father didn't know how to build a house, and his father didn't know how to build a house. This was never taught to us, but the father before them knew how to build a house.
Like grandfather,
see what I mean?
Supposedly.
Yes.
Because my grandfather, he actually owned a house out here in Blackstone, Mass, roughly, or right over the border. And, well, long story short, is how all the old Gen Xers have, you know, their habits, they don't give a fuck, really. One of my family members apparently lost a house because she didn't pay the mortgage or whatever the hell it was at the time. And basically, no one knew about it until the sheriff came by and told me I had to leave. And this was like when I was a baby, basically, like almost 20 years ago at this point. But long story short, families don't have the same meaning as they once were anymore. And the value of actually keeping a place for your own is no longer there. It's like,
now your family can be replaced by social media family, right?
Social media.
Everything has become, everybody is special, therefore nobody is special. You know, the old libertarian cue of, you know, if everybody owns it, then nobody does. It's the same way with everything today under this neoliberal international capitalist order. Everything is done out through services. Everything is done out to equalize the playing field so that you don't have Beethovens anymore. You don't have Napoleons. You don't have Michelangelos. You don't have any of these musical artists. Everybody can make an auto-tune song now on Fruity Loops on a computer. Everybody can make a YouTube video. Even Anchor provides the option for you to make your own podcast, as we're doing right now. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with it.
Services,
it's just nobody limits. No.
Like having a service for everything is not bad in the sense of that if you are not reliant on it, that's when it becomes detrimental to basically living. Like, if you wean yourself off services and become more self-dependent, then you realize services are just there, they're there. That's it. But people are so reliant on it, it's becoming a fucking hazard now. Like,
because nobody's there to limit it, right? It's just deteriorating into this completely free, quote-unquote, market where they call it free. It's not free, right? Freedom is the ability to say no, okay? That's what real freedom is. Freedom is not a million choices of the most insignificant members of the population have a market for them. That's not even a real market, yet somehow they have it. It's like you'll see billboards with trannies on them, and trannies are like 1% of the friggin' population.
Like Coca-Cola,
exactly.
Google, these big corporations, which you said something about last time with the guy in Italy, the...
Savini. Savini had made the comment that it was odd that Coca-Cola was pushing gay pride parades in Italy.
Also replacing wineries that were made in Italy for what?
Yeah, now you see Coke on an Italian table. You don't see Italian vineyard-made wine anymore. It's like
replaced by cola. This cheap, fucking, sugary crap that we all drink. But,
used to be just strictly an American thing, and now it's exported all over the world in tons of different cultures.
Europe has been Americanized, in other words.
Not just Europe, but China has Coca-Cola. Everyone's got Coca-Cola. I mean, these people have been flipped everywhere.
Isn't actually, developing that consumeristic culture, God forbid.
No, they are providing to the consumeristic culture. They are the workforce of the consumeristic culture. Salazar had made a point, an effort, and he got really passionate about this. He had said how in Milan, Italy, there is an old shopping center, one of the oldest in Italy.
Mom and pop shops, shoemakers.
Been around hundreds of years, you know. And one business finally went out of business recently, and he said, guess what the first one.
I said Subway. Yeah. Just in giggles. It was a fucking McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Right in the middle of it.
McDonald's is the first thing. One of these international friggin' capitalist corporations goes right in and takes over a historic plaza with Italian-first businesses, okay? And it comes in and it infiltrates. And this is what you see with the pyramids of Giza, right across the street, what, Pizza Hut, McDonald's, all these things, right across the street, trash everywhere.
Because there's no government to really stabilize
it. That's a whole
other
thing,
you know? Yeah, they destabilized Egypt and fucking Syria, yeah. Syria, Libya, the whole 90s right there.
And it's just, when you look out into the world and you see what it's become, you understand that, okay, yeah, no wonder why the millennial generation is so fucked up. Because there's literally nothing. There's nothing. There's absolutely nothing for people to want to wake up in the morning to anymore. Most people don't even care about their own children. They just have kids, and they want to find the fastest way to get an abortion or get some kind of new birth control medication to make sure that doesn't happen. But if it does, then the kids just end up getting neglected and become, again, mom and dad ain't never home, so what do you do when you're raised by Lil Wayne on television? What do you do? They got the nerve to sit there and tell people that you're entitled. Yeah, you know what? Damn right, we are entitled. We're entitled to some normativity for a change. We are entitled to the things that humans have had, white people have had, for thousands and thousands of generations, and now all of a sudden it's all gone. It's all gone because people wanted to just not give a shit with all their money that they were handed. And the bottom line is, this isn't a call to be depressed. This isn't a call to be upset.
It's a call to get off your ass.
It's a call to get off your ass and realize, listen, nobody, and I said this, that was the title. That's why I titled the last episode, Nobody's Coming to Save Us. Because it's not. You are responsible for you now. It sucks. It's unfortunate. But yes, there's nothing wrong with you wanting these things. But unfortunately, you're going to have to go out and get them. Because there's no other options. The lucky thing that we do have is we have things that you can go on the internet and you can learn, okay, about anything that you want to know about. Go out and learn something. Oh, I'm going to take my car to somebody to fix my car. I'm going to get my house fixed. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Yeah, services are good in limitation, but nobody knows anything anymore. Nobody knows how to just cut their friggin' grass. Nobody knows how to clip and trim bushes in their backyard. Nobody knows how to repair a simple problem inside their house. Patch a hole in a wall or fix a door hinge. Nobody knows how to do any of these things. Everything has been totally exported out to services. And this is a problem. This is a massive problem. You are the only one who's responsible for you. And if you want a family and you want a wife that's loyal to you and you want to be able to have kids and have them raised in a traditional household with Christianity or paganism, if you're a pagan, that's your thing, whatever, okay, you have to be responsible for that. Nobody else is coming. So don't get blackmailed about it. Take it as an opportunity to wake the hell up and get to work. Go to the gym. Take care of yourself. Eat better. Okay? Save money. Stop worrying about all this priceless bullshit that the capitalist industry is just pumping out to people. Fucking Apple and fucking stupid smartphones and the next Xbox and the next this. The next sports thing that's coming on television. All the sports. Super Bowl. All, you know, the finals. Da, 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 the World Series. All of this shit is meant to distract us.
It's an illusion. It's all it is.
And it's to supplement something that is inherent in us. Okay, we want sports as an example. We want heroes to look up to. Celebrities are another example. We want people to look up to. It's in the European genetic code. It's how we've organized our civilizations for thousands of years. Hero worship, okay, and hierarchy. We used to have lords and kings and nobles that we could look up to, and heroes of war that we could look up to, and ideas of honor and legacy that we could look up to. We don't have that anymore. It's gone. Now people look up to Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. Now people look up to Tom Brady and oh, geez. I mean, there's so many people. Adam Sandler, Seth Rogen. They look up to every... buddy who is promoting this degeneracy out of their mouths that these Jews control.
Look at all these young kids nowadays. Some of them dress like fucking whores and sluts on the streets.
Why do you think? Yeah, exactly. It's the working. Women, Call the women, younger and younger they're getting. They just dress like whores. And the men dress like pussies or they want to become women. Okay? And this is the world that we're living in. Because it has all been neutralized. The standards of nature have been replaced with standardization in the market, where it's all coming to a head. It's all getting watered down and drowned out into this equalization where everybody's just one mixed color of stupid people who want the same phones and want the same colored cars, right? That's one thing we talked about was the fact that if you look out into this lot, cars used to be fun. They used to be beautiful.
Colorful,
they used to come in
different designs. They stood out amongst one another. Like, you know what your car would be. Like, oh, that's a Chevy, that's a Ford, that's a Toyota, that'd be whatever. But now they're all the same, like black, blue, dark blue, maybe silver, white. The same color, essentially.
Yeah, everything's dark outside, and it's almost like only places they allow that colorful stuff to attract you in now is the corporations. You know, McDonald's is bright, it's got the colors. You know, Taco Bell, bright, got the colors. Dunkin' Donuts, the casinos, the lights. Everything that's bright is inside these dens of sin where they want you to go. And they're starving it out to make you feel like nature's boring. You're boring. Life outside's boring. Come in, buy this, pay for this, subscribe to this. They want you to stop focusing on improving yourself for the benefit of your family and your people. And they want you to focus on putting money into their pockets and to drown your genetic code and kill it off. That's what they want you to do. And largely they've been succeeding up until the rise of the alt-right.
Well, this past like couple of years, actually, I mean, it was starting. You see fractions of it, like in 2015, 2016, when you know Trump was announced his election campaign, people were laughing about it. But even before that, there was plenty of like signs of like things were, like it was like, what's the word for it? It was like, you know, when you have a totem pole, it starts to tremble, like it's starting to crack, like the stress, the strain is finally actually coming down, like a pillar, essentially.
Yep.
You're seeing cracks in it finally. Now it's becoming out in the open at this point, where if you look around you, what do you look in your city at times? Like, say you live in your own town, your own city. What do you notice about it? Especially up here in the Northeast. What do you notice, Recon?
Everything's been totally... I mean, well, what do you mean by what do I notice?
The very, like the very picture of it now. Like, the buildings, the deteriorating.
Oh, yeah, everything.
The roads are all... You know, roads are just...
Roads are... Everything today has... Again, like I said, it's become... equalized. Even around here, you have like the architecture. Again, it's bland, it's straight,
asymmetrical.
It's symmetrical. It's symmetrical. It's square. It's gray.
Lazy.
It's bland. It's very like
just squares, rectangles. That's all it is.
Old architecture, you could tell the architecture based upon the people who were building it. Everything was asymmetrical and unique. You go to Germany, you see German houses, they're built a certain way. You go to England, you see houses built a certain way. You go to America, you see houses built a certain way. You go to Italy, you see houses built a certain way. Buildings built a certain way. Now everything has got this modernist, like retro, fucking straight line, ugly look. And it's disgusting. I mean, they've done it with everything. Art is gone. Music is gone. Architecture
is gone.
Can
you name an actual artist that people were actually looking up to, like an actual artist that nowadays we hear about?
Like that is on the scale of Beethoven and them? No.
Beethoven, Michelangelo.
No.
I mean, no.
You can't put somebody like Drake to somebody like Beethoven. Just people look up to now, like I said. People like Drake, okay, who makes auto-tune music. And don't get me wrong, there's times where I actually like that half-black, half-kike motherfucker. I like some of his music. I'm not even gonna lie. But that's not somebody you look up to, but people, kids are looking up to these people because the parents are also drained by this consumerist culture, focusing on themselves, going to work every day, not paying any attention to their kids. So their kids are being raised by the television, by social media. They're being raised by these people who are promoting an agenda to destroy everyone, literally. They want to water everything down until we're all nothing, and they can just make money off us and stay at the top or we stay at the bottom. That's where it's coming to ahead.
I mean, if you look on social media, for example, like Facebook, Twitter, do you not see people who say, I am depressed all the time, or this is like a boring day, or, you know, they generally seem like they're depressed, and they write this. I think I saw a post last night from someone, oh, this is such a crappy day, I feel so depressed. And I'm like, and we were talking about this saying, oh, wow, people are depressed, because there's no meaning in this life, it's just a void. Like, when you had meaning in your life, purpose, you know what you want to do, you know what you want to aim for as a goal, but it's being consumed by this need for, I want the next iPhone, I want the next cheap, whatever, I want the next game, for example, or whatever.
Yep.
There's no meaning in it anymore. Like, you feel yourself just fading away. Like, that's the best way I can describe this feeling, because I see this all over my feeds and social media. I don't comment too often because it's really pointless in the sense of, you can't wake these people up because they'll say, oh, are you better than me, or are you this and that, or are you, what's the word I'm looking for? Happened the other night. What the fuck was it? Someone called me like a fucking like insensitive asshole, and I was like, too damn fucking right I was, because what the hell are we supposed to be doing?
Yeah, that's the unfortunate part of this, is that things have to be so extreme now to counteract what's coming.
Extreme.
That we have to let certain bad behaviors and maybe not so professional, not so polite attitudes, improper manners take hold, because there's no way to siphon out the good from the bad, because everything that we're dealing with is just coming at an alarming rate. We have to stop it by, we're not going to disavow the most extreme stuff. We're not going to disavow being rude. We don't have time for manners, okay, when people are literally killing us off and we've got nothing left. So the point is, pick your ass up and get to work, because we got a lot of fucking work to do.
The reality is that most millennials who, well, I'm speaking for myself in this regard, there's usually a couple camps where millennial kids fall under. There are some millennial kids who are, you know, they were well off. They got something from the boomers or the Gen X's or whatever, very rarely. But most are under the false impression that the world was ours for the taking, that we could be anything, put our minds to it, that everything was going to be okay no matter what.
Because they always had mom and dad upstairs. They're in the basement playing games, and mom and dad's upstairs working, giving the money, and not teaching them nothing.
When I was raised, my parents in particular were never married, so I never had a father figure in my life, so it was very hard for me to relate to anyone. But what parent I had left was my mother, and we moved around a lot. Personally, she always fed this crap of everything's gonna be okay, everything will always be all right, I will promise you this, I will promise you the world. But the falsified illusion of most millennial kids is that the world doesn't operate on your whim.
Mm.
The reality is, our society right now has decayed. There's no doubt.
No doubt.
We fucking have pedophilia being literally advocated on sites now. It's like, it's unbelievable. Like, I can't believe the fact that I have to literally well, I can't believe the fact now because I'm actually doing it. You literally need to keep working as a person to find a place for your own. You can't just live in an apartment the rest of your life, for example, raise a family there. That's not a home. That's just not even a reprieve. It's like it's a box. It sucks you out of your income. All your effort is basically going down a drain somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm of the firm opinion that if you try to put down for a home, it's your home for your family to give your kids, or whoever, you know, maybe a family member, your friend, or maybe even you, but primarily your kids, a leg up over others, since I never had the opportunity, because in my lifetime, I'm never going to get a lot of money. I already know for a fact. I'm probably never going to get rich. I don't give a fuck about that. I just want a home where it's with land.
Yeah, exactly.
Go out there, camp, have a fire, put a pool down for shit's sake. I don't know, but it provides an opportunity for your kids when you tell them, listen, son, daughter, this place will always be your home. It's always going to be here for you. But at the same time, I want you to know something. If you want to succeed or get a leg up on someone in life, use this home as an opportunity to keep saving to work. I won't charge you for rent. I'll ask you for any food money once every now and then. Mm. It's for you to get your step out of the world.
Yeah, you can take that. And we're back. It's gonna be like something I do now. And we're back. So as you could tell,
we were kind of interrupted.
So if you ever wanted some proof that we actually aren't bullshitting when we say we do this in public, we really do it in public.
Yeah, we
in
do.
A public place. This is not real. This is real.
I suddenly went quiet. I was like, crap. Like, damn it. It was a good passionate rant, and all of a sudden, derp.
But we figure we'll probably just do. We're gonna do like a. You know, we're gonna close out around now. We're gonna.
It's just a quick little like 30, 40 minutes.
It's meant to
thing.
Be quick anyway. You know, between an hour or so.
It's like we rant, talk, bullshit. It's just whatever. I mean.
Yeah.
It's casual talk at this point. Just for people to listen if they want to.
Basically. Finish where we left off, you know, the world is what it is.
Yeah, family isn't really the same thing now as it was then. I mean, it's, you do what you can, but you realize sometimes family isn't the same as, family is, it's mostly dysfunctional nowadays.
Oh, yeah, totally, you know.
I mean.
But it shouldn't be a reason for people to get so black-pilled they just tune out completely.
They want to kill themselves or something.
No, you can't afford that anymore. The numbers from white male suicides has gone up. All this stuff's gone up.
All the pills, the opioids especially, you know, take pills for everything and we'll jump
off the bridge. Yeah, that's the whole other thing, man. You know, the Sackler family, you know, they're the ones that created the Oxycontin, and that's what sprung off the opioid crisis, so that now people are on heroin. It's just a mess, you know. How that all interconnects is just insane with these rat-faced kikes.
Fantastic kikes. Throw them in the oven.
Throw them in the oven. Cook them.
Well done, please.
Well done. Extra crispy. I don't know, you know, unfortunately, it hasn't been really, like, since today and yesterday, there hasn't been much extreme news coming out. I did see that they figured out, like, I don't know if you guys might have heard of that duck boat that, like, collapsed.
Oh, yeah, the duck boat. I saw the footage. Like, one of them gets out of the lake, but this other one just gets bombarded, and, 15 people went in the water, 9 family members were killed or some shit like that. I'm like, wow. I was wondering, why the fuck is it a little duck boat thing out there?
They still, like, can't figure out.
Well, why was it out there during a storm?
Yeah.
Why?
What was going on?
I was on a duck boat in Boston years ago. Like, those things are not really...
Yeah, no.
They're not boats. They're just little, like, trolleys.
Yeah, they're built, like... Well, the ones in Boston are actually built from World War II.
Yeah, they're amphibious vehicles converted, essentially. But they're not that great. They're meant through calm waters they can go through.
But the particular one I saw... I don't know if this was a troll or not, but I saw on Daily Storm, and they had an article up that, that particular model was invented by a Nigerian, and that's the reason why it collapsed.
Well, maybe there's a Nigerian actually inventors. Driving the damn thing, because it was going through waves like it was a fucking boat, like from hell. It was going up and down, crashing through waves. I'm like, that's taking on water.
How many people died in that?
at least a dozen, I think.
Really?
Nine people from the same family were killed. I think it was
Holy
a few of
crap.
Them.
Well, God, that family must have been fucked up. God dealt them a hand. Holy shit. They were doing in private.
Oh, human stupidity at that point. Hey, I go out in the middle of a storm, a severe thunderstorm on a giant lake, you know, with 5-foot swells, on a amphibious assault craft that was meant to carry people. That couldn't go through water. It was listing. Like, you could actually watch the video. It was tipping near the end, and I was like, that thing's taking on water. Like, I saw halfway through it, I was like, that thing's listing. Like, that's not good.
No, well, I mean...
It was not pleasant. I mean, the other one, the other duck boat, which you see in the video, like, it was going through pretty well. The guy knew what he was doing. Like, he was avoiding the waves. He was kind of zigzagging a little bit, like, avoiding it. But the guy out there, he was floundering.
Was he a Nigerian?
I don't know.
No, I heard that, like, the model of duck boat was invented by a Nigerian.
If it was, I would be shocked, but you never know. Like, it could have been
Could have just been a beef, though. That was, yeah, well, either or, right? Made in China, made by Nigeria.
Yeah, there's a big thing about that now. I'm just like, you know what? Shit happens, and you got what you wanted. You didn't even wear life jackets, so I don't have that much sympathy, but at the same time, they shouldn't have been out there.
Yeah, no sir.
I mean, there was a person who was talking about it, saying, oh, we got off before that thing went under. I'm like, smart choice.
And I'm assuming, I only saw the headline, and you know Daily Stormer's headlines, I also saw that apparently, unfortunately, Austria failed to pass a bill that was going to ban Jewish ritual sacrificing of animals for kosher slaughter. They were going to ban kosher slaughter in Austria, and that failed to pass, so Jews can still slaughter innocent animals. So that's, we mourn, press F, pay respects for the lost animals.
Hashtag end animal suffering.
hashtag. So that was unfortunate news.
It's like you said, nothing really much sprung up in the past 24 hours. I mean, there's a couple things in Syria, but that pocket's closing up down next to the Israeli border. I mean,
on the break, I tried to like find some interesting stuff, and all I saw was there was also like this new like something with like Apple is gonna have all of their top employee.
Executives, like, essentially.
Yeah, like their portraits. They're all gonna be like bug manified. Essentially, they're all gonna be like virtual reality, like images of themselves. So you put on your Apple Vision, and you got like the pictures of them in little cartoon form, and it's just so fucking gay, dude. Everything is so fucking paused. It's unbelievable.
These viewers can't hear my mind, but it is screaming in absolute agony right now. But it's like, why? Isn't that egotistic at that point? Or not even egotistic, it's just sad. It's like a virtual reality of your own portrait. Why you can't paint your own portrait, or you can't get someone to paint it for you or take a picture and modify it.
God.
If we're going to virtual reality, we're gonna have sex. We're gonna have a virtual sex bot.
Oh, that's
around.
Already there. You know, it's already there. I think it's in Japan, right?
Yeah, they have sex bots apparently. I don't know what the fuck the deal is over there. They're Americanized, like the only part of Asia that's really embraced consumerism.
Did we talk about that?
Yeah, it was.
We talked about like the tyrants, how we support the ones that they consider the tyrants. Remember we talked about, was that in the second
all,
part?
All the dictators
yesterday?
That we usually support are always for their people, regardless.
Yeah,
especially
like Bashar
like
Assad.
Right? People love
Kim Jong-un, which was an interesting angle.
Yeah, Mogadishu.
We did talk about Musa, which was
Musa.
An unfortunate thing that we lost.
God,
this
was
something that we're gonna have to have Salazar bring back.
The historical aspects of our like show, people can listen
week.
To it and be like interested. By, like,
yes,
historical
I don't think we
amazing.
Covered it. That we covered the Mogadishu part in second part. Of
yeah, how
yesterday's.
the Muslims
but
came
we,
in.
We did the Afro. We did the Mesoamerican part.
Yeah, Mesoamericans, the tribes,
and then the Africa part didn't get. So that.
Well, the African part we can do for next week too. I mean,
we'll do that next week. We'll promise to get that out to you guys next week.
I remember I was asking questions to supposedly some black nationalists out there who actually would ever come on and talk to us or, you know, meet us and be like, hey, we talked about this subject and what did you think about it? What
yes.
do you see?
Yes. I
right.
don't know
no,
if I
was
want
a friendly,
to shit on there.
It was a friendly invitation. It wasn't really like me insulting.
Yeah.
It was like, can you come on, ask us questions about this? Like, we'll put that out there again. I mean, if you want to ask questions in the comments, go ahead. We'll try to cover them.
Yes. Anybody
the more we hear you, the better.
Yeah, the more that we hear, the better. Yes, you can leave on anchor.fm/ofboysovercigars, you can leave us user messages.
Or on Facebook.
And we will hear it. You can go on our Facebook at facebook.com/ofboysovercigars or on minds.com, which is our main one, which you can go on there and ask a question to of minds.com/ofboysovercigars. But We will do the African segment. We'll have Salazar work overtime to get that out to you guys next week.
Overtime. He enjoys this stuff.
Yeah, he loves his history.
Ask him a question about Rome, Portugal, Byzantine, or Byzantium in general. He'll fucking give you an encyclopedia about it. It's pretty nice.
No, it's good to have him there because he definitely fills in the blanks on some things. Although I think me and Salazar might have our disagreements because I'm not as well versed in history as Salazar is, but I do have my ideological bends, so I kind of look at that history from an angle that's...
It's actually just good banter, to be fair. I mean, it's not like you're bashing one another. It's more like you're critiquing, you're debating in the sense of, like, it was a very good conversation during that hour segment, which I bummed out about.
We keep talking about the hour. Forget it. The hour's gone.
Yeah, yeah, the hour's gone, but...
He lost the hour. The hour is
the hour's nigh.
The hour's nigh. It's not shit. But as for everything else, I've been looking into potentially going and getting a course on a tobacconist university for a consumerist tobacconist license.
Oh God, want to be capitalist over there?
Yes, that's me. I want to be a consumerist.
Bourgeoisie.
I guess I kind of. I'm not a bourgeoisie. I'm definitely not one.
I'm just giving a shit, dude. It's all right.
I don't know. I mean, I kind of am. I'm a little bougie. A little bougie over here, a little bit.
Personally, I'd rather become an actual author and just live off royalties for a book.
Oh, yeah,
working.
You're bougie. Oh, you're definitely bougie.
Writing a book requires effort.
That's very bougie of you. Put that shit down, all right? Put that shit down and work the fields.
If a woman who can write pornography for a book...
I don't want to hear this, all right? Stop being a bigot.
Bigot.
You know, you're a bigot and a sexist, misogynist pig, all right? And I don't want to hear another thing out of this.
Stop telling me about yourself. I get it. I don't want to hear it anymore. I fucking preach this shit every goddamn day. Damn it, man. He's so intolerable, isn't he?
You're truly intolerant, okay? Okay, Rhodey, you're like the most intolerant person I know, okay?
Bitch, I'll slap you upside the head. I mean, as we said, I mean, this whole show, well, just segment and ranting, whatever you want to call it, it's just mainly side stories, essentially. We figured just to put this out there and say, yeah, why not? You'll hear us talk about bullshit, it's fun. I mean,
fireside. Yeah, Fireside Smokes is going to be sporadic. It's not going to be anything particular schedule. No, it'll be different people, you know. It can be whatever we can do, you know what I mean?
We need our dearest friend, the old power lifter friend, to come with us one of these weekends.
Oh, yeah.
The power lifter, before he busted his back and, you know.
Oh, my God, yeah. That would be nice to have him on, actually. Yes. I forgot about it.
He's busy this weekend. He works a lot.
That'll be a
common theme among all of us people who have jobs.
Also, like to get some more prominent e-celebs on the show eventually, which I have to work on, but I'm lazy.
Take your time with Enrico. I mean, no one expects this show to take off and to run like a rocket, for fuck's sake.
But anyway, so I think this is good. We're going to close out.
Yeah, it's just
wanted to throw this out there to try to clear up some of what we talked about. And we're kind of bored, to be quite honest. So he said, hey, why not give listeners some extra content?
Yeah, like a 45-minute extra skit. I mean, we're kind of, like, bummed out about that hour thing, which it would disappear over the week, but we're just like, damn it.
Yeah, it was unfortunate. Ugh. But anyway, so, once again, I've been Recon.
And this has been Rhodey.
And this was Fireside Smokes. We will talk to you guys next week.
In Salazar's basement.
Salazar's basement, if all goes according to plan.
We're going to be on moonshine, probably, supposedly. I heard the rumor. We got moonshine coming in.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Hey, you won't be driving, I hope.
That's not me. I'm not having no moonshine, so I'm good. I'm golden.
You barely drink
bored.
Rum and Coke.
I'm going to be the boring guy. Exactly. I sip my rum and Coke like a gentleman. You guys scourge it down
like
barbarians. All right.
He's a bitch. You can't drink, ladies and gentlemen. You can't drink.
Listen, this guy over here, he doesn't even know. He wakes up in the morning, he doesn't know where he is, where he's at, all right? Don't listen to this guy.
That was me years ago, so shut up. I don't relive those bad days. I mean, there was that one time I got drunk, I woke up in Fort Collins, all right? That was like an hour and a half, 2 hours away from my initial post when I was still in the service.
It was not
a fun time. It was on a Sunday, nonetheless, and I was scared shitless, but I got back.
Well, good thing you got back.
I just remember drinking a lot and going somewhere and don't remember where I woke up at.
Oh, my God.
Fun days.
Well, anyway, just a little banter there. We'll catch you guys next week, if not sooner. And we will talk to you then. So enjoy your weekend. Yeah, stay safe. And
God bless you. And
God bless.
Keep your heart strong, your mind sharp, and have hope. That's all we can do.
And punch thoughts. Make sure you punch thoughts.
Throw them in the oven too.
Cooked, crispy, slutty flesh is like my favorite appetite.
No, just like, turn to ash. Like, don't even cook.
Like my
just toss them in.
My fiance serves up a mean roasted whore. Let me tell you. I mean, like, she knows how to cook.
You're such
the woman.
A slut, Recon.
Cut her up in a little. It's delicious.
You're such a slut.
It's that 20% in me that just love feasting on that shishka flesh.
This whole spiel of the 20%. Schneiser. He goes after it again. Schneiser.
Yeah, anyway, all right. We're going to cut this off. It's done. This banter got us all the way to the 15 mark that we pretty much wanted anyway.
That's fine. We're just cracking on one another. It's all right.
All right. Yeah, you guys take it easy. And hail victory. And God bless.
Adios.
See you.